Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Steelers and Ravens are the second game on Saturday. That one's going to be on Amazon Prime at 8 o'clock in Baltimore. Who do you like in that one?
I like the Ravens. I think the Ravens will win this football game. I don't know what's going on with the Steelers offense right now. Obviously, having George Pickens out for that time, it seems like they lost their mojo. I keep hearing, well, they need to play Justin Fields for what?
I know. I keep seeing people say that.
Yeah.
First of all, for what? Second of all, he's played a little bit this year. Have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
It's not great.
He's all right.
Yeah.
He's all right. He gives you the running element and everything like that. But, yeah, I've been seeing that a lot. I just think that they need to figure out, you know, how to be able to run the football. They can get, I'm talking about the Steelers, they can get some run game going. They might have something. I just think Lamar's putting it at a different level right now.
Yeah, totally agree.
I really do. I know he has trouble sometimes with Pittsburgh. I mean, they won 8 out of 10. I'm talking about Pittsburgh over Baltimore. But I just think Lamar's just playing at a different level. And then hopefully Todd Monken doesn't get cute and stop giving the running back the ball. Now, this is a different running back than he had last year.
Yeah.
All right. And so hopefully he can find ways to get this dude the ball because he is special.
Yeah, I think if the Steelers even want to make this one competitive in the fourth quarter, their defense is going to have to play completely lights out. And they can. I mean, they got guys on that defense. We saw it in the first week of the season. They got guys that can wreck your game plan.
Right.
I just think Lamar and Derrick Henry and the way that they're playing, and I think it's going to be too much. And if the Steelers defense doesn't do that, this is one, kind of look at all six of them, this is one of the two that I could see kind of getting a little, could get a little stinky. Like, I could see the Ravens win this one by a couple touchdowns.
They could.
Bills and Broncos are the first game, the early game, the 1 o'clock game on CBS on Sunday. Obviously, the Bills have had an incredible season. Josh Allen might be the MVP of the league. Broncos have had a nice year, too, though. You got to give them credit for 10-7.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think the Broncos' defense, man. I mean, you look at what they do on the outside with Lil Pat and them at corner. They got a legit pass rusher. They can stop the run. And the thing with it is, the best thing about the Buffalo Bills is that Josh Allen has been great. But Josh Allen hasn't been the old Josh Allen. You know, and he usually plays good in the playoffs, too. They got to get Cookie going, and somebody got to make some plays in the passing game against those stout corners for the Broncos. But, I mean, Bo Nix's first game, that's a tough place to play, especially in the playoffs going up there to Buffalo. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think the weather will be a factor for the Broncos. They play in Denver.
No.
So that won't be a factor.
It's just supposed to be cold, too.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be bad weather.
And so I just think that, you know, the Buffalo Bills, I think they're better than the Broncos, but I think this could be a three-point game or something, just because how good I think the Broncos' defense is.
Yeah. Now, the Broncos have played a lot of teams close this year.
Yeah.
They also got blown out a couple times as well. I think the Ravens handled them pretty bad.
They did.
But, yeah, it's an interesting one with Bo Nix in his first playoff game and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I think the Bills are destined for the AFC Championship game this year. The Packers and the Eagles is the second game on Sunday. The Packers defense is very good. Obviously, the Eagles are incredible, and I wouldn't be surprised if they go all the way to the Super Bowl. This is one of the other ones, and I know that Packers defense is good. If Jordan Love turns the ball over, this game could be ugly.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how healthy he is. He got his elbow and arm banged up in the last game, so how are they losing your deep threat in Christian Watson was big.
Yep.
But I mean, their biggest thing they got to be able to do is you got to get a lot of the running back. Josh Jacobs, you got to allow him to win this football game for you if you're the Packers. The thing with the Eagles, and we talked to Schlereth, and, you know, Jalen Hurts has been in concussion protocol. He's going to play, but how much is that concussion take his running ability away? You know what I mean? Like the tush push and things like that, him being able to run that zone read. I expect a lot of Saquon Barkley. Saw that A.J. Brown was on the injury report with the knee.
Yeah.
So how serious is that? I think the Eagles' defense has been playing lights out lately, ever since the bye week, ever since they tweaked some things and got those young boys in. Jalen Carter, he's been a monster all year long. I like the Eagles winning. This one right here, to me, seems like it can get away.
The Eagles-Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Again, everything that the Packers have lost and with Jordan Love being banged up, he does turn the ball over quite a bit as well. If he does that, I could see the Eagles handling their business pretty good. Buccaneers Commanders is interesting.
Yeah.
Because, again, obviously, shout out to the Commanders for the season they've had, 12-5 with a rookie quarterback. Jalen Daniels has been phenomenal. The Buccaneers snuck in the playoffs last year and won a game.
They did.
I think they're going to win. I think they're going to beat the Commanders on Sunday night, too.
I do, too. I do, too. Just the way they're playing, Baker's playing lights out right now. Washington's defense is not good.
No.
You know, they're not very good.
They're not.
And I think Baker's going to cut them up. And I know Marshawn Lattimore is going to be back, and we know the history with him and Mike Evans and things like that.
Yeah.
But how long is he going to last? You know, because this dude just seems like, I mean, he needs the offseason to fully heal that hamstring or whatever is going on with him. I like Baker and them to go in there and win this football game. I think their defense can do a good enough job on Jaden to try to contain him and keep him in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's why I like them, because I think I like their defense going up against Jaden. They played early in the year, the Buccaneers won.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so and Vita Vea was a monster in that game, too.
Vita Vea is just a gigantic freak of a human being. And then the Rams-Vikings game on Monday has been moved to Arizona officially. The game will be played in Arizona due to the terrible wildfires going on in Los Angeles. I think that's going to be a really good game. Yeah. I think when the Rams are healthy offensively and they got those four dudes, those two receivers, Stafford and the running back, like they're a different squad.
They're a problem when you got Puka and you got – yeah, but I think the biggest thing about the move, obviously, you have to move because you can't take the first responders to monitor a football game when what's going on out there is going on out there. And so you go there, you go from that to church to natural grass, which is not a big deal, but it is if you want to try to make it that way. And that field sucks. But I think that the one thing about –
Oh, really? The Arizona field isn't good?
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's awful. But I think the biggest thing about this is can Sam Darnold bounce back?
Yep.
Can Sam Darnold bounce back from a horrible performance they had in Detroit and everything like that? And just like you said, when Puka Nacua and them boys, and Cooper Kupp and those guys are playing, it's a different story,
yep,
man.
They're
it
a whole
really is
team.
A different offense and everything like that. And Sean McVay coaches his ass off. I love this coaching matchup. How does Brian Flores and that defense, how do they, you know, match up and everything and try to get him off the spot? And the Rams defense got healthy. And I think that's the biggest thing also.